won't he? That's the question at this hour. Hey, America, how are you? It is I, Brad Friedman. Yes, once again, your friendly citizen, investigative blogger, troublemaker, muckraker, journalist, all-around swell fellow, once again drafted into duty as your broadcast media, and delighted to be back here. Mike and Kathy are off for a bit. Spring break for them, but not for me. Glad you're here. We'll be broadcasting all night tonight from the left coast, from the beautiful studios of K-Talk AM 1150 out here in Los Angeles, where it is, by the way, a beautiful day. I hate to rub it in to you folks on the East Coast. I think you got some snow. Anyway, we're here all night long for three big, 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 big hours. So hope you can stay with us and all next week as well. As I say, the Malloys are off on a well-deserved spring break. If you were wondering why over Christmas they took, like, no time off, it's because they were planning for spring. Smart. So in the meantime, you got me. But, well, we'll try to make it worth your time. Big show tonight, as I say. Man, what I can't believe is it's the first day of the month already. April is here. Unbelievable. It seems like yesterday, Tony, we were here, but it was early February. So it was sort of, yeah, it wasn't long ago. Anyway, a couple months ago. But, man, I go away for 2 seconds, or in this case, 2 months. I go away for 2 months. And all hell breaks loose. Are you kidding me? Are you kidding me? Between, when we were here, at the end of the week, I was here in February, I think it was, Thursday or Friday of that week, there were some folks who were gathering in Wisconsin for something, a protest about something or other. And by that weekend, and then by the beginning of the next week, when I was not on the air, all hell had broken loose in Wisconsin. Huge story. I love this story. I'm so proud of the people in Wisconsin and have been so eager to come and talk about it on the air with you, fine people, coast to coast and around the globe on the Mike Malloy Show. And then before I had the chance to get back, an earthquake strikes Japan. Oh, a record 9.0 earthquake strikes Japan, and I have been for the last 3 weeks pretty much on Fukushima duty. If you've been following bradblog.com, I'm now on Japan time. I seem to go to bed around 4 or 5 a.m. Because I've been following this. The last couple of days, things have stabilized, and I use that word with caution. Things have stabilized a little bit, but there is news there. And then, oh, yeah, a new war breaks out. So, like I say, I go away for 2 minutes, and all hell breaks loose. So we got a lot to talk about in those regards. Oh, coming up tonight, one of my guests, one who I think will show up. The other one we're still finding out. Get to that in a second. But the one who I'm pretty sure is going to show up, Ian Murphy. You may know him better as David Koch, or at least Scott Walker out there in Wisconsin certainly knows him better as David Koch. Yes, that's right. The editor of Buffalo Beast, Ian Murphy, who pranked, who punked, who scammed Scott Walker of governor of Wisconsin a couple of months back. He will be joining us tonight. Hopefully not punking us, but you never know with this guy, because he's also running for Congress in New York now on the Green Party ticket. And that is no joke. So we're going to be talking to him. I said, will he or won't he? Because I have been dealing with, I want to be nice. Okay, well, before I get to that, before I try to be nice, let me remind you, the chat room is open, as it always is whenever I'm sitting in for the Malloys, over at bradblog.com. We use a different chat room than he normally does, so come on by to bradblog.com, go to the first item, you click through it, and you'll find it. If you're not smart enough to figure that out, we don't want you in the chat room anyway. But we'd love to have you there. For Earth and Dez are moderating again as usual today, and they turn into great big rollicking parties. So, hey, truth seekers, wherever you may be, please reconnoiter over at bradblog.com today and of course, next week, where we will have chat rooms every night whenever we guest host the program. Also, if you want to speak with us here on the program, 877-520-1150 will be our phone number. I'll say it again, 877-520-1150. That is the phone number for us to get in onto the show, to use your public airwaves, to use them or lose them even more than you already have. But it may be maybe a bit before I get to the calls here, because we are waiting for a call, and I am loath still to give the name away. I will just say it's a U.S. congressperson, and it's a Republican U.S. congressperson, and I have all day been dealing with his very nice aides, Christopher and Catherine, very nice. And he said, oh, yes, the congressman wants to come on, and but, you know, he's afraid Mike Malloy show, blah, blah, blah. So I have been very nice, told them that, you know, we want to give everybody a fair hearing here. But the thing with Congress people is that, unlike every other guest in the world, pretty much, you get their phone numbers and you get to call them at whatever time you plan for them to be on the air. Congress people, they're a little bit different. For whatever reason, they don't like to give out their personal numbers, or they don't know where they're going to be at any given time. You know, it's usually an aide or something who dials the phone for them. They call you. So you can't call them. They call you. So the reason I'm not yet giving the name is because, like I say, we've been going back and forth. It's not hard confirmed. They say yes. They say no. What time? We don't know. So, Dez, if Dez is waiting, if the congressman calls, we're going to go straight to him. We told him we wanted to do it right at the top of the hour here, or in this first half of the hour. So whenever he calls, we will go to him. And I don't want to give his name in case he doesn't come, because I don't want to embarrass him. I'm trying to be nice, want to be fair, and that's why we're having a Republican on. Here's what it, well, part of it has to do with, which just amazes me. I don't know if any of you saw Rachel Maddow last night. The first 15 minutes of the show, she devoted to what is going on in Maine, and where Republicans are, and this is incredible, Republicans are seeking to loosen child labor laws. I saw this story a few days ago, and I was like, oh, my God, we've got to cover this on Malloy. Let's see, Ross story. Well, let me back up before I tell you what Ross story said. This story backs up to January. Mike Lee calls child labor laws unconstitutional. Mike Lee is a senator from Utah. And over on Think Progress, this was back in January. Last week, Senator Mike Lee posted a lecture on his YouTube channel where he explains in great detail his views on the Constitution. As part of the lecture, which is essentially a lengthy defense of his radical tenther interpretation of the Constitution, Lee claims that federal child labor laws are unconstitutional. Child labor laws are unconstitutional? Okay. So, but that's Mike Lee. That's Utah senator. Yes, he's a U.S. senator, but, you know, he's talking about it in theory, blah, 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 whatever. Didn't get a whole lot of attention. We just thought he was crazy. Okay, then in Missouri, just a couple of weeks ago, this is from, shoot, where is this from? This is a Missouri paper. I want to say the St. Louis Post-Dispatch or Riverfront Times, but Chad Garrison wrote a few days ago, State Senator Jan Cunningham has dropped her controversial bill to repeal Missouri's child labor laws. Yes, a woman in Missouri in the state Senate actually put forward a controversial bill to repeal child labor laws. The Republican from West County, St. Louis, West St. Louis County, which happens to be Chesterfield, where she's from, which is where my parents live. You're welcome, America. The Republican from West County, even appearing in a Jay Leno monologue when she proposed changes that would eliminate restrictions on both the age in which children can work in Missouri and the hours they can spend toiling each day at their jobs. For businesses that that employ children, the bill would also have done away with those pesky inspections by state's Division of Labor Standards. So this was for real, and Cunningham's office provided little explanation as to why it finally decided to end its pursuit of the legislation. The bill is dead. It's no longer an issue, a spokesman for the senator told Missouri media on Monday. Okay. So that was dead. Then there's Maine, and this is where Rachel Maddow comes in. Yesterday, if you saw her show, 15 minutes, top of the show, she covers what's going on in Maine, state legislators in Maine. Republican lawmakers are pushing a bill. This is Raw Story's version of it. Republican lawmakers are pushing a bill through the Maine legislature that would roll back child labor laws enacted by the state in 1991. Kind of surprising that they only enacted them in 91, but all right. The bill, LD 1346, establishes a training wage for employees under 20 years of age at $5.25 per hour for the first 180 days of employment and increases the amount of hours minors can legally work. The proposed training wage is over $2 less than the state's current minimum. The bill would also eliminate the maximum hours a minor can, over 16 can work during school days and allow minors to work over 50 hours a week when school is not in session. And this bill is moving through the main Congress, through the House and the Senate there. And it's expected to pass. Republicans in both houses, Republican Paul LePage, the governor who recently removed a mural from the wall, mural from the Labor Department there in Maine. Talk about your American Taliban. Anyway, this is all state government, right? They're crazy Republicans, and here's where I want to be nice. A federal congressman is now introducing a bill to do exactly this at the federal level. That federal congressman happens to be somebody who I sort of know, gotten to know a little bit. He doesn't like to speak to me on the record usually, but I've convinced him to do so tonight. Maybe. We'll see if he calls. And let's take a break in case he does call. Let's get right to a break, if we're lucky, after this break. And then if he doesn't show, well, then I will definitely say who it was, I guess. I don't know. All right. Brad Friedman in for Mike Malloy. We will have, by the way, some other material as well, including, like I say, Ian Murphy, the fake Scott Walker, will be joining us. And then any breaking news that comes out of Fukushima. Because I'm still keeping my eyes on it. I'm still on Japan time. Oh, and then there's that war in Libya. Good Lord, people. All right, Brad Friedman in for Mike Malloy. Stay with us. Welcome back to the Mike Malloy Show, and of course, because I rambled too much in that first segment, I am running late, and I also screwed something up. 2 points. One, the chat room at bradblog.com is now fixed. Refresh your page. You should be able to get in there with no problem. I had screwed something up previously there. Also, my Twitter account, if you want to touch base, is TheBradBlog. Always happy to see from you during the show. On the Twitters at the Brad Blog. But otherwise, stop on by the chat room. Was wondering why I was so quiet there. Now we know. At bradblog.com. Okay. As I said before the break, I was talking about these child labor laws that these Republicans are now putting forward in Maine and in Missouri, although that's been canceled. Okay. I'm going to try to be nice here. A Republican, California's 54th. District Republican Congressman Jack Kimball joins me here tonight to talk about a child labor bill that he is actually forwarding in the U.S. Congress. He's a third-term congressman. Prior to joining Congress, he was a businessman with over 20 years of experience in his father's multi-million-dollar industry. And, of course, since arriving in Congress in 06, Jack has joined colleagues like David Vitter, remember him, and Lee Terry as champions of family value issues. And Congressman Kimball is kind enough to join us here tonight, and we are running late. My apologies for that, Congressman. Welcome to the Mike Malloy Show, sir.
Hello, Brad.
Thank you. I know this was a big thing today, trying to, you know, get you to come on and so forth. And your aides and Christopher was all very nice.
He's great.
He is great. But I want to let folks know I did not agree to any terms or conditions for this conversation because I don't do that.
Well, I hope we can have a civil discourse. That's the one thing I believe in.
I know you do. Hopefully it's not the only thing you believe in. But all right. And now my apologies because we're coming to the bottom of the hour. I will leave it to you if you want to stay. I know we only agreed to one segment. It will be up to you. But I want to give you a full chance to air what it is you're talking about here. Tell me about your new child labor law bill. What is this, H.R. 929, that you're talking about that you have introduced in the U.S. House?
Well, H.R. 929 is a bill to extend full employment rights to all citizens, regardless of age. The Constitution says absolutely nothing regarding age of employment. And it seems that it's a well-meaning policy. I know no one did this because they wanted to hinder the economy, but when you have programs like this or restrictions like this, there's always unintended consequences.
And so unintended consequences, you're saying, of the child, of the existing child labor laws?
Correct.
And what are the consequences of the existing child labor laws?
Well, one of the biggest problems businesses have right now is it's difficult to get employees who are willing to work for what businesses can pay them.
And so you feel, so among the things that this your legislation would allow is lowering the minimum wage for younger, for young children?
Well, I mean, that's common sense. If you're a parent and you have an allowance, you're naturally going to give older children a larger allowance than you're going to give smaller children. And it's the same thing in business. If a 13 or a 14-year-old can do some skills, obviously, but can't do as much as a grown person, you're not going to pay them as much.
Okay. I have a whole list of questions, and because I screwed up, I'm at the bottom of the hour. I leave it to you, Congressman. Are you able to will you stay for a few more minutes after the break here to talk about this so we can give you a proper airing?
Yeah, I can do that.
Okay. You can stay as long or short as you want. Folks, if you want to call in, 877-520-1150. If the congressman agrees to take calls, we'll take your calls. If you have an opinion on unwinding child labor laws, is there a specific age, Congressman?
I believe that should be set between the employer and the employee.
We will talk about this right after the break. Brad Friedman in from Mike Malloy with Congressman Jack Kimball, much more Republican congressman. Yeah, I know this may be a first, a Republican congressman on the Mike Malloy Show. Brad Friedman of bradblog.com in for Mike Malloy, speaking with Congressman Jack Kimball, U.S. Congressman from California's 54th District, who was kind enough, and I thank you, sir, was kind enough to stick around through the bottom of the hour news. Because I was running late, blah, 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 it's my fault, but he's agreed to stick around and maybe take a few calls. If you'd like to try to get in, 877-520-1150. The congressman has introduced a bill called the Roadmap for a Working America, H.R. 929, a budget-neutral jobs strategy. This is from his materials. Budget-neutral job strategy that will enable Americans of all ages to engage in meaningful employment and strip away many of the job-destroying child labor protections that American businesses have been suffering since under the New Deal. Okay, 877-520-1150. Congressman, this was rather amazing when I saw it at the state Senate level in Maine and in Missouri. Now you're talking about bringing this as a federal bill with your partner, Mike Lee from Utah. How young are you talking about when it comes to extending full employment rights to all citizens, regardless of age?
Well, first I wanted to say, I noticed you use child labor as well.
What's that?
I noticed that you use child labor as well.
What do you mean?
When I was on hold and I was able to hear the feed with your public service announcements,
yeah,
I couldn't help but notice the three of them had child actors.
Well, there.
I mean, actors are employees as well.
Well, okay, all right, fair enough. But I think that there are very strict. Do we have? We must have some. You know what? We don't even hear those in the studio. But I believe you. Public service announcements, the one with the kid actors and so forth. Okay, But they have very specific rules. Those are union actors. They have very specific rules. So you're okay with children being in unions, at least, to protect them?
Well, I don't want to get going off on the union tangent. I don't believe in unions, period. But I do believe that the age for employment should be figured out by both the employer and the employee. And in the case of child labor, obviously the employee's parents.
Do you believe in? So you don't believe in unionizing these? How young? That's my question. Are you talking about here?
Well, it should be. It should be scaled. Obviously, I mean, you would not want a 10-year-old lifting heavy boxes. I mean, that's obvious. But there's no reason that a 10-year-old couldn't operate a cash register a couple hours a week, or you know, pump gas in a rural area. I'm not talking about in a city, obviously. But I think that's between the employer and the employee, really, to work out.
And how many and any specific type of work that they are allowed to do or disallowed to do? Or are you just saying do away with all of the child labor?
Well, I don't think the restrictions are needed. I when I was younger and I played Little League baseball, when I was 12 years old, there was a kid on my team who was also 12 or 11, who was about 6 feet tall and 180 pounds. He would certainly have been able to do a whole lot more heavy lifting than I could.
So some kids can do heavy lifting under your bill, as far as you're concerned.
Right, and I mean, it totally depends on
machinery?
The child.
Should they be allowed to operate heavy machinery? I mean, are there any restrictions here?
Well, there are restrictions imposed, you know, driver's licenses and such, individual states and federal laws that do require, you know, ages for certain things, and I'm not talking about overriding them.
Okay, so there are still some things will stay in effect for some certain ages. What age? Well, actually, let me go to this is a caller, actually, Barbara from San Rafael, if you don't mind, Congressman. She has the same question here. Barbara, welcome to the Mike Malloy Show. Perhaps you can ask this better than I can.
Oh, thank you. Hi, Brad.
Hi,
and Congressman. Hi. Yes, I'm from District 6, Marin County in San Rafael. Up north from you. But I just wanted to ask you, you know, California does have, you know, allow children to work, I believe, when they're around 16. Is that correct?
Right.
And, you know, but I think there's a restriction on the certain amount of hours that they can
hours
work.
Hours and also time.
Uh-huh. Well, my concern is that, you know, I mean, what age would you want to, you know, allow children to start working? And don't you think that school is more important for children?
Well, one thing that's very important to me, obviously, is education. I'm actually on the board of directors of an educational reform group called Last Stand for Children First. And I do believe that it's important. But I think jobs, you know, give students an opportunity to learn skills that they wouldn't get in school.
So, Congressman, you're saying that if they would rather go to work rather than school, you're okay with that?
Well, I would hope that it would be as well as school, but for some students, let's face it, some students are never going to be brain surgeons. And if a student is not going to be able to apply himself academically, he's just not comfortable in the school setting, you know, get those skills out in the workforce now. That gives them such an advantage when they're older.
Barbara?
Well, I know that for me, when I was in high school, I got units in my high school for, you know, working with kids in a grammar school. And so, in essence, I was working, but it was through school. I'm sure those programs are still around, but, you know, I just think that it would be awfully sad to have a whole workforce of children working like and they did in the 1800s.
Well,
it seems like it would be going back in time rather than forward.
I don't always think going back in time is a bad thing, actually. One thing, I know that a lot of Democrats and liberals don't like this, but insurance in our country is still largely done through employers.
Health insurance you're talking about,
right?
Now, right? Let me let Barbara go. Barbara, thanks for the call. I do appreciate it. Yeah, go ahead. I'm sorry, Congressman.
There are 8.9 million uninsured children in this country, and one of the easiest and best ways to get them insured would be to get them in the workforce where their employees could take care of them.
So you want to... So this is not just a jobs initiative, this is a health insurance initiative?
Well, it would certainly be a great fringe benefit.
Okay. I guess so. You say also in your the press materials that Christopher sent me here that this would allow us to compete globally?
Right. What every year, the United States imports over $125 billion, that's billion with a B, dollars worth of goods from countries that we know employ child laborers under age 16. Those goods should be made in this country.
So you're saying that instead, the reason that we lose that money is because they're paying child laborers slave wages around the country, Congressman. I mean, around the world. Is that what you're talking about here, playing slave labor wages?
Please don't put words in my mouth. I'm not talking about slave wages. This is America. I believe that we can do things better.
Well, we can do things better, and I'm not trying to put words in your mouth. As you know, I'm trying to be respectful here. But how much should they be paid? 5 cents an hour? How young should they be? Infants? Should we put infants to work? Are you okay with that?
This is, once again, we're getting into that ideological problem. The government should not be telling employees how much to pay their employers. I mean, sorry, employers how much to pay their employees.
877-520-1150. If you have a thought on this, Congressman Jack Kimball, Republican, as you may have been able to tell, Republican from the 54th District in California, wants to repeal essentially all child labor laws. Right? That's it. Just let children go to work, use heavy machinery, because you didn't say there should be restrictions on that.
Well, there are already restrictions on it. Let's be honest.
What are the people in your district tell you about this? Are they in favor of this as well?
Well, my district, I'm very lucky because we have a lot of seniors in my district enjoying their golden years. And they are always coming up to me, and they love their grandchildren, but they'll always tell me they don't work hard. They don't value a dollar. All they do is they play video games, they listen to the rock music. And they want them to have the appreciation for hard work that they got. Many of them grew up in the Depression, and they would certainly like their grandchildren working in a factory or a business kind of setting rather than selling apples for a nickel on a street corner like they had to. One of the best restaurants in my district is run by a guy named Larry in Oakdale. He runs a small lobster and truffle restaurant. And one of the things that he's found is smaller children have very nimble, very dexterous fingers. And he goes through a lot of lobsters. Their best dish is a one-and-a-half-pound lobster that's stuffed with a smaller one-pound lobster. And declawing the lobsters, that's just a natural task for smaller hands. But if he hires children to do that, he's a criminal.
Wait. You're talking about having children, small children, because they have small hands, they're better at declaw. You wanted them to declaw lobsters?
That's one thing they can certainly do, and I'm not saying they don't have to be, you know, small children. Like, when you talk about five, you're getting ridiculous. Okay. But 10 years old, 9 years old, 11 years old, they can certainly handle tasks like that.
How many hours a week should they should these small children declaw live lobsters, Congressman?
Well, it would depend on the age of the employee. I would think that maybe, yeah, you know, a 9 or a 10-year-old probably could handle, you know, a couple hours on the weekend, or maybe, you know, 4 or 5 hours. But there's no reason a 14 or a 15-year-old shouldn't be able to handle close to a 40-hour week. They spend that much time playing video games already.
All right, Congressman, my phone lines are lighting up here. I leave it to you. I have to get to a break. I leave it to you. Would you like to take more callers? Completely your choice. I know you've already been kind enough to stay for second segment. It's up to you. Okay, I do appreciate it because there's a lot of people who have a lot of questions here. The phones are going crazy. Brad Friedman in for Mike Malloy. I'm speaking with Republican Congressman Jack Kimball of California's 54th District, U.S. Congressman, has been kind enough to join us to talk about rolling back all child labor laws because children have smaller hands and are better at something. We'll be back. Yeah, well, the phones are hopping here for some odd reason. Brad Friedman in for Mike Malloy, speaking with Congressman Jack Kimball, Republican U.S. House member from the great state of California, which is where I'm from, 54th District, wants to roll back pretty much all child labor laws. And as you can imagine, Congressman, I really appreciate you staying over what we had agreed to. Got a lot of callers. I'd love to get to as many of them as I can.
Okay, I'll try to. I'll keep my answers brief.
Okay, hopefully the callers will do the same so we can get in as many folks as we can. Boy, talk about your fair and balanced here. Let's go to Mark in Savannah, Georgia. Welcome to the Mike Malloy Show. Mark, what's on your mind, sir?
Hi, my name is Sonia.
Oh, somebody screwed up.
California.
All right, Sonia. Hang on a second. Let me put you back on hold here. Let me get to, where was I then? Willie, let's see if we got this right. Willie in Lake County, California. Welcome to the Mike Malloy Show, Willie. Do you have a question for the congressman? Good.
Hey, I have a question for him. What should we do about all the grown-ups that are being put out of work now? We already have a high unemployment rate, and it's going to put more grown-ups out of work.
Sure. I don't believe it will put grown-ups out of work, but what it will do is it will enable employers to hire cheaper employees. That's going to let their businesses expand, and when their businesses expand, that's going to actually put more grown-ups to work.
Aren't you going to lower the pay for the grown-ups also? Because why should they pay a grown-up if they can hire a kid?
Well, obviously, a grown-up will be able to do things that a child simply couldn't do. I mean, even driving, for instance. Grown-ups have skills that kids don't have.
But the only thing we do now is drive out here. I'm a truck driver. But the only job now is driving
job.
And that's going to be taken away by the Mexicans.
Well, I agree with you about the Mexicans, but I think that children are able to do things. I mean, even just simply loading and unloading is one thing that children can do.
All right, let me. Thanks for that call. I do appreciate it, Willie. Let me get to Danielle in Madison, Wisconsin. Welcome to the Malloy Show, Danielle. You have a question for the Congressman Jack Kimball.
Congressman, my main question is really, do you have children yourself?
I don't. Unfortunately, my wife is barren. I still love her very much, but we're not able to have children.
Your wife is, I'm sorry, you said what?
My wife is unable to have children.
I'm sorry.
Injured earlier.
I see.
I still love her very much.
One thing that is really concerning to me as a parent and as a fairly new parent, you know, to think that my child is, you know, first of all, the whole idea that you kind of came up with, like a child not possibly doing well in school, so here's a job for them, I find that to be a little concerning, considering, I mean, every child should have a chance and be put through this proper schooling, and I just think it's disturbing to me that a congressman, you know, would say such a thing. And, you know, I mean, I come from a very liberal area, and I definitely, you know.
Well, let me let him, Danielle, let me let the congressman respond there.
Yeah.
Because we're short on time, would you have a response to Danielle?
Yeah, I do. It's just simply some students, some children do not do well in school. It's just a fact. And
I didn't do very well in school, and I did incredibly well in college. So sometimes
cases,
it just takes the right school.
A lot of
and
cases,
right,
what parents
teachers.
Recommend doing with older kids is giving them some time in the workforce to get more mature so that when they do go to college, that they will do better. And you can certainly apply this with younger children as well.
Thanks for that call, Danielle. I know I'm kind of as troubled with it as you are. On Twitter, Benedict at Large says, so what this guy is saying, he's a congressman, what this congressman is saying is that any child-specific laws are unconstitutional, and he goes on to add, kiddie porn fans will love that, congressman.
Well, first off, I believe all pornography should be outlawed. What it does to families in this country, it's another issue there altogether. But obviously, there are some things that are needed to protect children. There's a difference between child pornography and working.
Okay. David in St. Paul, Minnesota, welcome to the Mike Malloy Show. You're on with Brad Friedman and Congressman Jack Kimball.
Yeah, hey, Congressman. I was just wondering, since there aren't going to be any restrictions, I believe you should.
Oh, yeah, sir. Please. That
Wow.
I know. The language, we are live. This is live radio, folks, and I know what the congressman is saying here is upsetting, but please watch your language. Congressman, I am sorry you had to hear that.
Okay.
Let's just move on here. Stephen in Burbank, welcome to the Mike Malloy Show. Please, we only have another minute or so. Your very short question for Congressman Kimball.
Hi, Brad. Hi, Congressman Kimball. If a child, 14-year-old child, has a criminal record, can there be an automatic court order to expunge and seal the record? Say, like, if a 15-year-old kid had just got out of Folsom prison for being there after 8 years, would he have to be able to say, well, never been arrested through the court order?
Thanks for the call, Stephen. Frankly, I'm not sure I understand that question.
Yeah,
Congressman?
I'm not sure exactly either.
All right, let me see if I can get one more in then here. Mike in Buffalo, New York. Very quickly, I got 15 seconds. Your question
yes,
for the Congressman. Yeah.
Yes, Congressman, you're talking about paying a kid less wages if they're younger and a little bit more if they're older. So
right.
If I'm an employer and I run a gas station, I'm going to be hiring all the younger ones so I can pay them less. I don't see what the incentive is there the higher children.
For one thing, you'll get a reputation for only hiring cheap employees, and I don't think there's any employer in this country that wants that kind of reputation, is firing everybody as soon as they start getting more expensive. Any employer is going to be loyal to their good employees, and they'll keep them around.
So thanks for the call, Mike. So the free market, the invisible hand, if you will take care of this, Congressman, as far as you're concerned?
That's a good way to put it. Thank you.
I'm not trying to help, but man, okay. Where can folks read more about it? We didn't even get to your consideration to run for president, Congressman. Where can folks read more about your plan?
Well, I'm still deciding basically whether to run for president. www.kimball2012.com.
Also on Twitter, Rep. Jack Kimball. Congressman, I do appreciate your time here. I think your plan here is appalling and troubling, but I appreciate it. Thank you, sir, for the time. Coming up next, Joe Linehan, political satirist from Chicago, man of many characters, will be joining us. You're listening to Brad on the Mike Malloy Show.
Everybody.